Slovenia, Europe, and the globe. Highlights of the week on Radio SI.
Another week went by, and it is again time to go through some of the major news that made headlines around the world from Monday till Friday. Thanks for tuning in. Social media giant Facebook said it plans to create 10,000 high-skilled jobs in the European Union over the next 5 years. The recruitment drive is part of Facebook's ambition to create a digital world known as the Metaverse, a digital world where people can move between different devices and communicate in a virtual environment. Facebook is focusing its recruitment drive on Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Poland, the Netherlands, and Ireland. Slovenian consumers have filed a class action lawsuit against tech giant Apple. Kolektiv 99, an NGO protecting consumer and workers' rights, is accusing Apple of causing damage to Slovenian consumers by deliberately slowing down and reducing the functionality of certain iPhone models. In the class action lawsuit, Slovenian consumers claim 27.5 million euros from Apple. Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was awarded the European Union's top human rights prize. Announcing the Sakharov Awards was Heidi Hautala, vice president of the European Parliament.
Alexei Navalny has showed great courage in his attempts to restore the freedom of choice to the Russian people. For many years, he has fought for human rights and fundamental freedom in his country. This has cost him his freedom and nearly his life. On behalf of the European Parliament, I call for his immediate and unconditional release. All harassment, intimidation, and attacks against the opposition, civil society, and media by the Russian authorities must stop.
Other candidates had been a group of Afghan women and imprisoned Bolivian politician and former interim president Jeanine Añez.
Highlights of the week on Radio SI.
Haiti kidnappers demand $17 million for the 17 missionaries it holds. The kidnapped missionaries, coming from the United States and Canada, were abducted last Saturday after doing some work at a local orphanage. Among the kidnapped are also 5 children. The gang is notorious for kidnapping people for ransom. The FBI is assisting Haitian authorities with the case. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We have in the administration been relentlessly focused on this, including sending a team to Haiti from the State Department, working very closely with the FBI, which is the lead in these kinds of matters, in constant communication with the Haitian National Police, the church that the missionaries belong to, as well as the Haitian government.
Nearly 800 kidnappings have been reported in Haiti so far this year, as gangs expand their control amid political instability. Prime Minister Janez Janša was in Brussels this week, taking part in a 2-day EU summit. Talks focused on the rising energy prices, the post-pandemic recovery, and green transition. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
Our priority is to give relief to vulnerable families and businesses. Some measures can be taken very swiftly under the current EU rules.
Poland's clash with Brussels over a court ruling that questioned the supremacy of European Union law was also added to the agenda at the request of several countries that see it as a serious crisis for the bloc. And we're wrapping up part one of this week's recap with some unfortunate news about U.S. actor Alec Baldwin shooting and killing a woman and injuring a man with a prop gun while filming. The injured man was the director and the woman was the director of photography. Police are still investigating what happened. A spokesperson for Baldwin said a prop gun with blanks misfired. No charges have been filed yet.
Slovenia, Europe, and the globe. Highlights of the week on Radio SI.
There was a heated debate in the EU Parliament this week between the Prime Minister of Poland and EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki accused the EU of blackmail and overstepping its powers.
I will not have EU politicians blackmail Poland. Blackmail must not be a method of policy conducted vis-à-vis a certain member state.
Earlier this month, a Polish court ruled that the country's national law takes precedence over EU law and that parts of EU treaties are incompatible with Poland's constitution. Von der Leyen said she would act to prevent Poland undermining EU values.
The European Commission is, at the moment, carefully assessing this judgment. But I can already tell you today, I am deeply concerned. This ruling calls into question the foundations of the European Union. It is a direct challenge to the unity of the European legal order. Honorable members, we cannot and we will not allow our common values to be put at risk.
Morawiecki accused the bloc of overstepping its authority and said the Constitutional Court's ruling had been misunderstood.
Today this process has come to such a stage that it is necessary to say stop. EU competencies have clear boundaries and we must not remain silent when those boundaries are breached. That's why we are saying yes to European universalism and no to European centralism.
Von der Leyen said the EU Commission could respond by legally challenging the Polish court ruling, withholding EU funds or suspend some of Poland's rights as a member state.
We cannot and we will not allow our common values to be put at risk. The Commission will act and the options are all known.
European affairs ministers from across the 27-member bloc warned Warsaw against challenging supremacy of EU laws. German European Affairs Minister Michael Roth.
Wir müssen darüber reden, aber ich sehe hier auch keine.
We need to talk, but I don't see any room for compromises. Therefore, at the end of such a dialogue, there must be a clear avowal of what we all have committed to when we joined the European Union. There can be no special deals, no leeway.
Finnish European Affairs Minister Titi Tuppurainen.
We do not want to escort anybody to the outdoor. We respect the wish of the Polish people to be inside the EU and continue as member of the EU, but we will not compromise the value base of the EU. So the primacy of the EU law applies, and Poland has already accepted that once she became member of the European Union.
Poland's ruling Nationalist Law and Justice Party said it had no plans for a Pole exit, and unlike Britain, before its Brexit referendum in 2016, popular support for membership of the EU remains high in Poland. On Friday, most member states reiterated their stance at the EU summit by saying they supported dialogue with Morawiecki while agreeing that the bloc should act to try and make Warsaw comply with EU law. That's it for this week. You can join us again next weekend, same place, same time. My name is Lidia Petkovic, and I'm wishing you a nice end of the week. Goodbye.
The most important news from Slovenia, Europe, and around the globe. Highlights of the week. Saturdays at 2:25 on Radio SI.